Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's December 5th, 2017, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here as always with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey, Antoine, how you doing this week?
Pretty good, you?
Good, now that we got our sound issues worked out.
Yes.
It's always something. Doesn't matter what we do and how we plan to start early, it's always something. And speaking of having something, we have something new this week. Something exciting. Well, okay, fairly exciting. We have the winner from our first contest.
Yes. So we ran a contest for a pair of Westphalia miniatures.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our winner.
Yep. And the winner is Mark Thornsberg. So, Mark, if you're listening to this, which I hope you are, because you listened to the last episode where you entered, if you could send us your contact info, that would be great, and your mailing address, and we will get those miniatures sent out to you as soon as possible.
Yeah, and we'll contact you through the way you contacted us at first anyway, so.
Yeah. And we tried to Facebook stalk you, but, you know, we're not friends, so we can't see anything. You know, just letting you know. All right. Yeah, I know I promised I wouldn't sidetrack us. I suck at that. Okay. News. First up, we got a lot of new releases this week, and we cut out a ton, because apparently Christmas time is the time to release stuff.
Which is strange.
Yeah. On the flip side, though, Kickstarter was kind of slow. So let's start with these regular new releases, and then we'll jump to our couple of Kickstarter entries. And first up this week, kind of a big news, War Cradle Studio. Wild West Exodus and Dystopian Wars are merging.
Yeah, so they are merging the two universes into a new one called Dystopian Age. They are not merging the game per se, but they are adapting the settings to be one big setting that includes both. And Wild West Exodus will be kind of a what happens inside the FSA from Dystopian Wars. Most of the magic elements will be left out, but there will be scientific explanation for why stuff is happening or kinda. And both game will continue as they are. And also there was Spartan games called Armored Clash back in the day for, it was just an alternate rule set to play land battles with the Dystopian War lands model, but it was with really tiny models. So the War Cradle is planning to get a new 10mm scale land battles game set in Africa. So in the same universe, but instead of keeping the original size of the models, which is 1/1200 or something like that, they're super tiny, you'll have a model that look a bit better on the table.
Yeah, a little bit bigger scale. Well, a little bit better on the tables, I don't think is fair. I think Spartan did a great job for the scale.
It was, but it gave a different type of view for engagement. Yeah,
it definitely looked kind of odd on the table when you were playing it.
Yeah,
because the table size was quite large.
Yeah, it fit better for a fleet than for land.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's very true.
When your basic tank was the size of maybe like a college or a size big church. a school, a large school.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. You're talking about in relation to their terrain.
Yeah. And that's your basic tank.
Yeah, your basic tank. Yeah, that's right. The smallest tanks we had were huge in terms of what their real life scale would be.
Yeah.
That's very true.
There's other stuff that...
And I hadn't thought of that. It kind of gave a strange look on the table when you'd play stuff because your buildings seemed small next to your vehicles. The scales didn't seem to work very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the stuff being so big, so they'll be able to send her toward more of the smaller vehicles. But they'll be in a better scale compared to terrain.
Yeah.
Like, terrain almost didn't matter back in that game because most of those, like, a forest? I'll just crush it while running over.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right. Next up, Gura Resin Kits, The Eternal.
So this is 1/24, so about 75 millimeter scale. The model is not 75, it's 105. It's kind of a Elven King or Elven Warrior.
A GW style Elven Warrior. Let's be honest about it. That totally looks like something out of Warhammer Fantasy, right?
Yep. Yeah. Same type of really long shield and
the way the gemstones, the symbols on the shield and stuff. It's a gorgeous model. I'm not taking anything away from it. I think they did an amazing job. But yeah, definitely the art style was borrowed.
Yeah, come with a display base also, which are come two stone steps with a bas-relief on them, and it's really nice. It's really detailed.
Yeah, it's very, very nice. 45 euros, so not super cheap, but for 75 mil resin, that's pretty standard pricing.
Yeah.
I don't think we have a shipping cost to Canada listed here, but
no, we would need to go into the shipping cart.
But it looks like it'd be fun to paint. It's got a really nice cloak on the back, with lots of shading and stuff you could do there. Some freehand if you're feeling crazy. So there's a lot of wrinkles in that cloak, so I think freehand would be challenging and interesting.
Yeah, freehand into that type of... Wow, yeah.
There you go, listeners. Buy this model, paint the cloak, do some freehand on it, send it to us. Accept the challenge. But yeah, really cool elven model if you're into those pointy-eared buggers.
And speaking of Elven models.
Yeah, speaking of Elven models, next up, Games Workshop, the Elfheim Eagles for Blood Bowl on pre-order.
So this is the new team for the Elves, so I-Elf for Blood Bowl. So they are releasing slowly new teams for the existing races instead of just having the old school ones. So we have the Elves now, and they look pretty good. Well, as most of the new Blood Bowl
stuff. They are a really nice reimagining of the original armies.
Yeah.
Yeah, the look stayed the same. Like, you look at this and you go, oh, that's the Elves. Because the aesthetic didn't change, but it's much more updated.
Oh, yeah.
And the sculpting is completely different, obviously.
And they have good dynamics to them.
Yeah, and at the price point they are, $40 Canadian. It's the full team, right? 2, 4, 6.
No, that's the base team. 10, 12. There's a slightly bigger team that you can get for 56, I think. Yeah.
But still, that's less than I paid them for my metal team.
That didn't
look anywhere near this good back in the day, right? So
yeah, for sure.
Good for them. If I played Blood Bowl, I'd be interested. But I will never play that game. All right. And continuing with news from Games Workshop. 40k Blood Angels on pre-order this week.
Yeah, so there are 4 items. You have the Codex, for sure. Well, I say 4 items. There's like 25 variation, depending on what type of elite Codex you want, and dice, and cards, and blah, blah, blah. But the real usable products, so you have the Codex, and there is 3 boxes of Primaris. So the Primaris Intercessors, Primaris Hellblasters, and Primaris Aggressors, which are now have Blood Angel variants. So they are the same usual Primaris kits, but they also come with a Blood Angel specific upgrades kit.
Yeah. Yep, you can now get the Steroid Marines in red.
Yeah. With tiny teardrops of blood.
Exactly.
Everywhere.
All right, next up. Our... RNE Studio?
Yeah, the name is strange.
Myth Explorers.
Yeah. So this is a new line for RNE Studio. So there is like 12, 14, 15 new minis, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot. It's 3D sculpted miniatures and of fantasy models. So
yeah. And I have to say, I quite like the look of most of them.
Yes.
There's a couple ones where I think the 3D render looks kind of bizarre. But for the most part, I think they look quite nice. These would be great for your D&D adventurer or maybe a character for a miniature game or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My favorite one is the first one, Nadia, the Falconer.
Yeah, I think she looks really nice.
Yeah.
I like Ruby. She looks like maybe a priest or a wizard. Yeah. I liked her until I noticed the enormous bust with the corset that, you know, and I don't know.
Looks like a bit like the German.
It makes me think of the chibi model we have of
Marie-Claude.
Marie-Claude Bourbonnais with like the boobs like spilling out the top of the corset.
Yeah. Change the mace for a frying pan.
Yeah.
Kind of fits.
They're female. I guess that's. Oh, she's also got something just barely covering her nipples. Yeah, the females kind of. I like the faces. I like the poses. I like the body shapes because they're kind of curvier, almost like Kingdom Death. Maybe not quite so curvy as Kingdom Death females.
No.
But I don't know. The fan service armor kind of gets to me.
Yeah.
Those are nice dwarves.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys, I don't know how they bend over and touch their toes because the way their armor is made, but they look cool. very, very nice. Do we have pricing on any of these models?
Yeah, €16 for most of them.
Oh, yeah, right
if
there.
Not oh. all of them.
Yeah, I think they're all €16.
Yep.
And scale, 1 to 32? 28 mil? Do we know? Does it say anything?
They come on 25th millimeter round bases, so it's probably 32.
Yeah. Or maybe smaller, maybe 28 mil.
Yeah, maybe.
Because 25 mil bases are quite small.
Yeah, but they look high for the base size, so
yeah,
they fill them.
That's true, eh? That's true. And it's free worldwide shipping, which is nice.
So and there's a cool thing, too. You have character sheets to go with them that you can download.
And there's only one Nadia left, just letting you know.
So, there's probably other coming. I hope so for them. It's a new line.
They've only got one left in stock. Get that printer rolling. Nice. All right, what's next? Fantasy Flight Games. Oh, man. Uthuk Yilan Army Expansion.
Yeah, the Utokia.
I mangled that name. it's a Rune Wars army expansion.
Yeah, the Rune Wars. It's the fourth faction. I think it was on pre-sale at Gen Con or something like that. So it's finally out. So the game has finally four complete faction. Well, four factions to play. That one is not exactly complete. They are kind of a chaotic, barbaric faction.
Big Scorn.
Ogres. Yeah, Scorn mixed with Meets Chaos. Standards.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
the big bad guys, which are not undead, though.
That's true.
There's already an undead faction.
That's so, true.
Demonic guys with strange sand creatures and abominations. Big fat ogre character.
I like the beasts. They look kind of cool.
Ravos, the ever hungry. Is your general.
Well, okay then.
Yeah, so there is that that main box, so the army expansion, which is the main box to start them. And we have not linked to them, but there is also an infantry command pack available for the core unit in the game, which is also out.
Yeah. Cool. I wonder how Rune Wars is doing. We don't see anything about it locally.
No, locally, I've never seen anybody play it. I've heard mention of people trying it, though, but not often enough to see it on the table.
Yeah. All right.
We mention it quite often, though, within the group that we need to try absolutely. It.
Exactly. All right. Next in line. Wargames exclusive, new Imperial Assassin.
So you like Vindicare Assassins, but you find that you would prefer one with boobs? That's it?
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. Okay, next. it's a cool looking model. I like it. She apparently has boob armor, so she's not falling. She's not naked. That's a step up for Wargame Exclusive. They like their naked chicks. She is a bit on the sexy side, but
isn't not over her midriff on the skin?
Yeah, I think so, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't need to armor your belly button. There's no vital organs there.
Yeah.
You know, she looks cool. She's got a handheld scanner, the Exodus rifle, you know, giant bullets strapped to her waist, standing behind a piece of cover that's riddled full of bullet holes. I think it's a neat model.
Yeah.
€20. It's not a cheap model, but...
No, not cheap for the scale. But it's not more than anything from Game Workshop anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's a pretty nice model. All right. Next. Miracle Collectibles, Adaria. Now, this is a nice model.
Yeah, it's a bust, a 1/10 bust, about 12 centimeter high, of a demon warlock, maybe?
I don't know. She's
Tiefling warlock, something like that.
Yeah, she's pretty cool, is all I can say. You know, Miracle, Christmas is coming.
Yeah. So, nice female warlock. She has a wand with a crystal... crystal at the top and a small flame in the on our other end, like she just summoned the flame. We mentioned demonic or tiefling because she has two big gold horn on her head.
Yeah, I like the body is well proportioned.
Yes,
it's not spilling out all over the place. I mean, she's kind of dressed sexy, but that's okay. But her proportions are human, which is nice. The face is exceptionally well sculpted.
Yes.
It's well proportioned. I think the painted picture doesn't do it justice.
I agree.
I think the dark background with the dark armor and everything, things get kind of lost. Dark hair, dark horns, dark armor. The dark background for photos probably doesn't go well. But looking at the unpainted versions of the pictures, I really think it's a nice model.
Mm-hmm.
$58 US, with $8 worldwide shipping for a 120 millimeter tall bust for the top of the horns. That seems pretty.
That's good. That's a good
pretty
price.
Normal for that. You know, yeah. Maybe even a bit on the cheap side for a piece that size.
Yep.
Yeah, I really like that. So hopefully they do well with it. You know, Mirko's come out with a lot of stuff recently that we've talked about, so...
Yeah, they're producing lot of nice things. Sculpting, so we don't skip any of their releases.
Yeah, someday I'm going to have to become a half-decent painter and start painting some of this stuff. A display painter. Let me rephrase that. I'm a half-decent army painter. A display painter, not so much. But I can appreciate the models all the same. What do we got next? Reaper Miniatures. December promo miniature, Ametrine Earthlight, Dwarf Alchemist.
Yeah. So as we mentioned often this year, for their 25th anniversary, they are releasing either a resculpt or a new miniature each month that you can get for free, depending with every order of $40, if I remember correctly. Or you can buy it directly in their store. And this month, it's a small alchemist.
Yeah, but I don't know. It says Dwarf Alchemist. I don't see the beard on this woman.
She would fit in your new Rulik army then.
That's true. I actually, looking at the model, I thought she was a halfling. I mean, not that you can really tell the difference.
Me too before.
But it's a very cute little model. I really like it. And she is well-equipped for dungeoneering. She has... You know,
pouch,
you
do vial, knife.
Yeah, I was just thinking, do a proxy
a spyglass. A small base hot chuck.
Yeah. Or Gorman, I suppose.
Yeah, a dwarf in Gorman. Yeah, for sure.
I think this is awesome.
Yeah, you put a gas mask on her face or just dangling on the bottom. Yeah,
exactly.
Because she's not wearing it. She would fit that.
Yeah, she's got the alchemical grenade in her hand, the little knife. Yeah, she's got all kinds. Yeah, no, I really like her. $8 US. And if it's like the other figures, it's free if you buy a certain amount, right?
Yep.
Is it $40? You buy $40 on their web store and you get her free?
From memory, it's $50.
50?
Give me 1 second and I'll check. For sure. No, it's 40. I was remembering right. So for each multiple of 40, you get one free. So order for $80 and you'll get two. One to give to your friend.
Nice. All right. What is next? I have lost the dock. Antoine, fill the dead silence.
Okay, so next, by Footshore Miniature, we have Gangs of Rome on pre-order.
Totally professional there when I lose my place and accidentally close the dock. Totally awesome. Yeah, so skirmish battles in ancient Rome?
Yes, so you are the gangs that are the Senate. So you are kind of the thugs that are protecting and doing the dirty work of the senators and people that are vying for the power in Rome. So you're the thugs and the low life that do the work for the high living people.
Right, so you're basically a bunch of cutthroats. Yeah, excellent.
Exactly.
Excellent.
The rule system seems interesting. I heard a podcast or two with the designer on it. It's cool. Yeah, they are doing Sarissa Precision is doing terrain especially for them. So a bunch of in construction Roman building. There's an arena. It's looking really good. You're supposed to play with a lot of terrain, and it's fought in Rome. It's not fought in the wilderness around. So you're fighting.
Yeah, so it's a city fight
in the
game.
Building, and yeah, the rules seems really interesting. So it's worth to take a look or at least listen to what's available.
And the models are quite nice.
Yep.
Realistically proportioned for the most part. A little on the heroic scale, just to get the arms and the hands and stuff to a scale that's usable. But very, very nice. I like the design.
Yeah. One of the things that I find cool is you're playing in the cities of Rome, so there's a bunch of civilians. So you're not, it's not an army. You're really a thug or a thief or something like that. So you're fighting, and there are civilian bases. It's like a kind of AoEs, like 3 inches plate of a bunch of civilians walking together, and you can disappear in a group and try to reappear later because you got into the shadow or disguise yourself.
Blended
in the crowd and stuff like that.
Nice. It's always interesting to see people come up with new takes on old themes.
Yeah.
Right. That's pretty cool. And we haven't been talking about pricing too much here, but what do we got here?
Because there's a bunch of different variation you can get.
All kinds of different packages, eh?
Yeah, because some of them comes with the terrain, which up the price a lot.
Yeah. So it looks like the 5 gang members is £35, 10 gang members is £60.
Yeah. And there's a bunch of different buildings.
And the 2-player set is £75.
Yeah.
So, that sounds pretty cool. All right. Next, and last of this regular news, we have Dust Models. First Summoning, Cthulhu Mythos Army Set for Dust 1947.
Yeah, that's a new playable faction for Dust. The Cthulhu Mythos. So,
because nothing is complete without Cthulhu?
Yeah, and they're pretty clear about their usage of what it is. They're not hiding the name.
No.
At all.
No.
So, contrary to most other stuff in Dust, you're not fighting like a big infantry and stuff like that. The box is 3 big monsters.
Yeah. Two spawns of Cthulhu, different poses, and a avatar of
Nyarlathotep,
yeah.
So,
yeah, that's pretty much all there is to say. Eh? So, $100 US for the set, $20 shipping.
Yep, and you can. That's the regular box. You can also get it pre-assembled or even the studio Studio Painted. I don't remember their name, but they have the name for good prevented from them. So there's variation in the price that you can, depending on what you want.
Right.
What quality you want.
Cthulhu. Cthulhu is everywhere. All right. So that takes us to our Kickstarter and crowdfunding news. First up this week, Lead Adventure Miniatures, Denizens of Smog.
So this is a line of 28mm steampunk miniatures to use either in RPGs or as proxy for your other tabletop games or some of the miniature generic games in the steampunk universe. So yeah. You they get a bunch of miniatures to use for those.
They have a very Jules Verne feel.
Yes.
You know, it makes me think of kind of Malifaux's take on steampunk, right?
Yeah, I can see that. Less edge, though. Like all the stuff in Malifaux is like slim, edgy. Well, when I say edgy, just like razor thin.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, tall and slender, those are more old school proportion.
Yeah. More heroic scale. Cool figs.
Yeah.
Let's look at the numbers here. So, pledges start at €9 for one model, and then you can buy add-ons. Ships to anywhere in the world. No talks about shipping costs, so it's when you pay real shipping, I presume.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have a €80 or more, which is you receive all 9 of the new Denizens of Smog sets, and qualifies you for any applicable stretch goals and gain access to buy add-ons. So that's pretty cool. You get all 9 sets of new miniatures? That's a lot of miniatures for that price.
It's 9 miniatures. It's not 9 sets.
Oh, you pick one from each set? Is that it?
Wait, no, there are 9 miniatures? New models.
I misunderstood. 2, 4, 6, 8.
That's true. Yeah. I misread that. That's true.
And each set is at least 2 models.
Yeah, it's... Oh, wow.
So that's 18 miniatures.
Oh, yeah, 18. That's even better than I thought.
So, yeah. See, I know how to read.
Yeah, that's true. From the last podcast, you're bad at math online, and I'm bad at reading online during show.
So, €80, that's going to translate to what, about 140? Yeah, I was going to say 150, but like 140 divided by 18? That seems pretty good. That seems like a very reasonable price for a bunch of little resin models.
No, it's less than that. That was the price for a pound. It's 120.
Even better?
Yep.
So that's going to be like 7-something a model.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to go wrong for that. So good value if you like your steampunk. Take a look. Next up, Antoine's choice, I'm sure. Cartoon miniatures, Mouse Adventure.
To be honest, they're all my choice.
I know.
So, this is a line of 28 millimeter scale mouse, adventuring mouse. So, wizard mouse, thief mouse, sorcerer mouse, et cetera, et cetera. So
the ranger's awesome.
6 in the base sets. So.
Gosh, a lot of these are really, really nice.
Yeah, they're. I like the. In this, when you look at the resin one, so if you look at the top image, the one on the left, the old wizard with the.
The wizard, yeah, he looks. Burford? Kind
of, yeah. Looks to have looks a beard. Really cool.
I quite like Meryl the Archer. I think he looks cool. They have a lot of character, like a lot of. It seems funny, but they have like a lot of facial expression, I find.
Yeah, lots of like personality in those.
Yeah, clothes. The position of the ears, the shape of the eyes, they seem to really, you know, for mice, they seem to have a lot of different looks, which is nice. It doesn't look like the same model, just put in different clothes.
No, no, for sure.
And I really like that. And what's the price point? Let's see. So 66 euros gets you all six figures, plus an organizer for convenient storage with 10 euros shipping anywhere in the world. These six figures without the organizer appear to be 41 euros. So that's not bad. I mean, they're smaller figures because they're little mice, but they're really nice little resin boutique mice. So.
Mm-hmm. And the first stretch goal is almost unlocked. And as they say, you need a foil for your heroes, so it's a set of six rats. There's missing a couple of, like, $50 or something for unlocking them, so they'll be unlocked soon.
My goodness, I'll go back to that. I didn't go over the numbers for the last podcast. I talked about the pledge levels, and I didn't even talk about how close they were to completing.
Oh, that's true.
I'm terrible this week. Terrible, I say. All right. Yeah, and as you're saying, you know, you have to have bad guys for your good guys to fight. Otherwise, what's the point of adventuring? So let's look at this here. So there's, they were looking for 3,000 euros, and they're currently at 4,464 euros. So they've made their money plus.
Yeah, the rats unlock at 4,500. So
yeah, so 36 right there. Bucks out. Yeah, there's 25 days left to go in the Kickstarter, so plenty of time. And unless something crazy happens, this Kickstarter will be fully funded on December 29th, 2017.
Yes.
Now let's go back for a second to Denizens of Smog, the Smog, because I forgot my job. And let's look at their numbers. So they've also completely funded. They were looking for 4,000 euros. They're currently at 6,266 euros, with 13 days left to go. And that project will complete on December 17th, 2017. And that is that for this week, Antoine.
Yes, it is.
As always, thank you very much for doing all the research and putting this list together. I'm sorry I screwed it up as much as I did.
We both did this week.
At least we're consistent.
Yes.
All right, I'll see you next week, Antoine.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by La Drave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find All Us Geeks, a podcast that discusses board games, movies, television, comics, Kickstarter, and many other forms of geek culture. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.